When the 49ers signed Richard Sherman, John Lynch said that he was the ultimate competitor. We're going to put that to the test, compete right away. We're in the Cornhole Arena. Richard Sherman's in the house. You ready for this one?
Yeah, and Joe's about to lose, guys. You're about to see my first win as a San Francisco 49er right here, live and direct.
He's going to have to earn it. Let's go. What are we playing to? 11?
11 sounds
all right
to me.
Three in the hole, one on the board.
You go first.
You're the man of the hour. You're the one in the red suit. That's the rule. A guy in the red suit always goes first.
You don't got to tell me twice. Hold it.
Oh, you don't get to go all in. What rules do you play?
Oh. I thought I get to go all. I'm just going to keep going.
Sherman's going rogue already. Ooh. All right, not a hot start.
No, go two.
Okay.
Even it out.
Yikes.
That's what I like it. That's what I like to see, guys.
I wanted to hear about dinner. Give me a Kyle Shanahan story. Obviously, you've gone against Kyle Shanahan offenses for forever, dating back to 2012 when in the playoffs against Washington. What was it like
even
sitting
before
down?
Then, he remembered a time where we played in my rookie year and I got a pick. And that's when he coached me. He had Santana Moss. Ooh. He had Santana Moss and those guys. And he said he remembers talking trash to me on the sideline, but I didn't hear him. And he said he saw it on a clip the other day. Oh, come here.
All right, time to get points. Oh, I choked.
Choke. But he remembered.
We're not out the gates very hot right now.
No, we're not. He remembered talking trash to me. And he was like, you were this nobody corner and you're talking all this trash. And I was just like, and I thought that was pretty funny. Come on, Richard.
That's pretty funny though. Like, that's his first memory of you, this nobody corner. I mean, I'm telling you, when our paths crossed in Seattle in 2012, you would tell anybody who would listen that you were a fifth-round pick.
Right.
And then now, you're coming off the Achilles. Why do people always want to sleep on you, man?
I don't know. Apparently, I got that effect on people.
I've got that effect on people. I mean, that's always something that's fooled you, though.
Yeah, I appreciate it. If they're going to sleep, let them sleep. By the time they wake up, I'll be done my damage. Hey.
Still no blood.
No way.
We got to get hot here.
No,
we
got to
get warmed up. So you told the story a couple times about how you chatted with Jimmy Ward, got your number back, but I don't think I've heard you tell the story of what it means to you. So why 25?
Well, it's just.
Oh, no! There we go. That's what we've been waiting for.
Come here.
That's what we've been waiting for. We already got three on the board.
You just did it wrong.
We already got three on the board.
Nice.
Oh, I choked. I could have gotten more. All right, 3-0.
But it's just one of those things, I've built a legacy in this number, and I've made a ton of plays in this number, and I expect to continue to make a ton of plays in this number. And it's just one of those things where you want to be consistent in that regard, and Jimmy was awesome enough to at least have a conversation to hear me out. I felt like it was...
I got focused here.
And I was appreciative. Oh, that would have been a hold if it would have been straight.
We're embarrassing ourselves right now. People are going to watch this and be like, man, these guys need to stick to their day jobs.
Right.
Oh. I mean, like, you literally were public enemy number one here for a long time.
I know.
And now you've completely flipped the script. I mean, is that something you embrace a little bit?
I've at least gotten to public enemy number five at this point. Got to be, like, lower on the list. It's one of those things where... You don't really think about it, You just go play the game, I don't have any malice against anybody in San Francisco. I just go out there and do my job and play as hard as I can and, let the chips fall where they may. If that makes me public enemy number one, then I'm probably public enemy number one a lot of places.
Live on the
boom.
Board. Something go in. What's that? That's two more. You're reunited with Robert Saleh. You guys... cross paths in Seattle. I mean, people love him. You talk to players on defense here, and guys love him. He'll get those guys ready to run through a brick wall. I mean, when you were in Seattle with him, did you feel like he was on the trajectory to become a defensive coordinator?
Honestly, everybody was on the trajectory to be a defensive coordinator because we have such a great scheme and so many great coaches. Bang!
Oh, there it is. He needed it, folks. He needed it in the worst way.
I felt like everybody... was on that path, because we had such an amazing staff. Bang!
Oh,
back
no.
to back!
Oh,
that's
no.
how we got to do it. They wanted pressure, and I gave it to them.
Oh, no.
What's that, 8-4?
Yeah. That's a big, big turn. We got a ball game, folks.
Very consistent with that spot.
Bang, there it is.
Follow him up.
All right, where are we at? Where are we at? You got three on the board. I got two, so I got, I think, are we in? Is this already on a wrap? Is this already on ice?
No, you can't ice it unless you hit something right now.
All right, we're playing exactly to 11?
That's what we said. You're not playing to 10.
Oh, yes! You're kidding me. Oh. That's heartbreak. That's still 3 points, though. That's
I know. Still win, but at least
that's
you didn't
still 11.
At least you didn't get the extra. Goodness gracious. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, Joe spent 3 hours practicing before I got here. I can't always, you know, I had a press conference to do things.
I got nothing to add, man. I got nothing to add. You can take it away. I appreciate you, man. It's good to have you here. We're excited for big things to come. Thanks again, brother.
Thank you.